Exclusive: Michigan's Tom Barrett, Democrat Elissa Slotkin is not a moderate. By Jacob Bliss on November 28, 2021. Republican candidate for Michigan's new 7th congressional district, State Senator Tom Barrett, R. Charlotte, who will more than likely face off against Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, in the midterm elections next year, told Breitbart News Saturday that being elected to Congress would allow him to stand up against President Joe Biden's partisan agenda. Barrett told host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, during his appearance on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that he announced he is running for Congress to put everything on the line and to hopefully be elected to Congress, where he will stand up to Biden in Washington, D.C., as he retires from the military after 21 years of service. The Michigander said he finally had enough after Biden's complete failure in leadership during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, which resulted in the loss of life of 13 service members, and the administration's vaccine mandate on the military, which he absolutely morally cannot accept. Barrett said he continuously stood up for individual rights and individual liberties across the globe since joining the military his senior year of high school. The Republican said after being in the military, he's not going to stand for individual rights and liberties being threatened in America. I can't fight Joe Biden as a helicopter pilot in the Army here in Michigan. But I can fight him by going to Congress and standing up against his agenda there, he explained. I've put my whole adult life into the Army. This isn't something I did 3 weeks ago on a whim, so that I could run for Congress. This has been my identity. And spend my life, it is really something that I feel very passionately about, Barrett said, about his choice to leave the military. It didn't come easy to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. This really was something that was an emotional decision for me. I can't sit here and watch what's happening and not do something about it. And that's really what inspired me to run for Congress. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Tom Barrett, November 27, 2021. Barrett will most likely face off in the midterms against Slotkin, even though she has yet to announce her candidacy for the district since she currently represents Michigan's 8th congressional district before the new congressional lines are finalized due to redistricting happening across the country. Slotkin is a self-proclaimed moderate Democrat, even though she has voted 96% of the time on major votes with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on the Biden-Harris-Pelosi partisan agenda, which Barrett is looking to stop. The Congresswoman, besides being hesitant at the time to criticize Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, has also voted for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which was signed into law by Biden, along with the Biden's marquee legislation, the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, the Democrats' reconciliation infrastructure bill. Even though Slotkin, one of the most vulnerable Democrats running for re-election next year, voted for the bill, which the Congressional Budget Office found would add billions to the American deficit, she claimed the bill was not perfect. Barrett said everyone had felt the effects of the bill, putting a struggle on working class and middle class families. Elissa Slotkin is not a moderate. She's been in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden this entire term, and we're gonna call her out on that. It's just not okay. And meanwhile, I'm a conservative. I never pretend to paint myself as a moderate, he explained. By dumping trillions more in spending is only going to make the situation worse. Especially at a time where the administration is shutting down pipelines throughout America that's leading to absolutely astronomical increases in energy and gasoline, home heating. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.